Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says when he thought about the role of Utah Attorney General, a seat that Republican incumbent Mark Shurtleff will vacate at the end of this year, he thought of 43-year-old Dee Smith. That role, he says, is serving the citizens of Utah in a nonpartisan way.
The law comes first, politics and parties come afterward. And I think at the end of the day, citizens of the state of Utah are going to be best served by his experience and passion.
But some of Smith's politics are in direct contrast with the incumbent and his opponents, Republicans John Swallow and Sean Rays. As Chief Deputy AG, Swallow has been leading efforts to demand the federal government relinquish control of public lands to the state, an effort Rays also supports. But Smith says he'd rather have a working relationship with the federal government.
I think it's important that we recognize that those are our public lands that the public should have access to and should be able to enjoy. And when I hear the discussion centered around seizing those lands and then selling those lands, that's something that concerns me and that I would certainly view differently.
When it comes to illegal immigration, Smith, like Shurtleff, has taken a moderate stance to focus resources on going after those who are involved in criminal activity.
As a prosecutor, I see the amount of methamphetamine that's being brought into this country by undocumented immigrants, and it's something that we need to take a tough stand on to protect our children and protect our communities.
Peter Cook, who was also filing paperwork to run for Utah governor, told KCPW Smith's candidacy is fantastic news.
I'm so proud of him, and he's a great, great attorney. He's coming up from Weber County and that area, which is just, he just represents everything we think as Utahns, and especially as an attorney. I'm proud to have him on the team.
Smith has served as Weber County's top attorney since 2009. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.